Welcome to The Edge, a family of real and relevant young adults. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.
All right. Woo! Woo! All right, guys. I'm saddened to say this is the last week that you get to have to hear me talk. If you're excited, don't tell me. Act sad. Don't hurt my feelings for a little while. But you get Ashley next week. Yes. Yeah, you get Ashley next week. So it's going to be awesome. She'll be wrapping up our series on Jesus' love, and then we'll be going into something new, something fresh. Do we know what it is yet, Josh? Are we allowed to? We're still figuring it out. But it's going to be awesome, whatever it is. So don't worry, guys. Okay. So last week, we talked about boundaries. We talked about persevering through boundaries by getting healthy, whether we're in over our heads, we need to let some stuff go, or we're lethargic, we got to pick some stuff up. You know, and I challenge you guys to really evaluate that. We talked about ministry specifically, but we also briefly mentioned family and work and things like that. So did anybody get a real chance to evaluate that and make some changes over this past week? Anybody? Yeah? Both of you guys? It's awesome. The talk was so good last week that somebody stepped down from hospitality who wasn't even here because they needed to set boundaries. That's how good this talk was. That's right, I had another person step down because they needed healthy boundaries. But that's how good this talk was. They weren't even here. And they felt it. They're like, oh, I need balance in my life. I don't know where that came from. Okay. It's probably just happenstance, but we'll blame it on the talk. So, all right, guys, before we get into the next talk, which is gonna be through community, let's go ahead and pray and ask God that He'll be here. Jesus, we just thank you so much just for this time to just come together as a family, as friends, God, to come and worship you and to lift you high and to rub on shoulders and just be friends, God, and come into a community. God, so we pray that you'd be here tonight. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would move, that you'd speak and help us. We love you. Amen. All right, guys, so if you want to turn to, okay, we're talking about community. Does anybody have a guess at what scripture verse I'm going to?
Back 3.
No. Acts 2. Let's go to Acts 2. We're going to be starting in verse 42. But sure, we'll say Habakkuk 3 for now. What is it? Does it actually have to do with community, or were you just flipping? Oh, okay. Well, great. Habakkuk 3, I'm sure it's great. I love the minor prophets, personally. Huh? What? Whatever. So, all right, guys, we're going to start in verse 42. We're going to go through 47. If you've been in the church even a little bit, you've probably heard these verses preached on. So I'm going to take us back there, though, because this is a huge heart of mine. If you do not know me, know that community is probably the number one thing I bleed for when it comes to aspects of Jesus. If you don't know me, hanging out and rubbing on each other's shoulders and just helping each other out and bringing new friends into the family is my number one thing. So, all right, guys, verse 42. They being the believers, all those that happened, because Pentecost just happened. Holy Spirit came, fell, boom. People were speaking in tongues and you know, craziness going on and 3,000 getting saved. And it's like, what is happening? This is nuts. The very next thing that happens is they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe and the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Daily being added. The edge is growing. We are, but I don't see daily. I would love to see this. A new person every day. Getting a text from Josh. man, there's this person I met at work, and they're coming to the edge. And then the next day, Caleb. And the next day, Courtney. Texting and going, hey, this awesome new person. What was your name? Kayla.
Haley.
Haley. Sorry, I am deaf. Ask my wife. Okay, so, you know, Haley coming. But then next week, Haley's bringing somebody. Because she gets it. She catches on. She's like, man, I love this community thing. Guys, community is important. Community is huge. Our walk will... I hate when people say, I can be a Christian and not go to church. I will call them a bold-faced liar. Because they are. Because you might make it for a little bit. You'll fizzle out. The devil is stronger than you. He is. When he's coming against you, he will win every time. It makes me think of the movie Gladiator, Manside coming out. If you've never seen it, there's this epic scene. The hero of the story has gotten captured, and he was a general in the Roman army. I mean, just the baddest of the baddest. I mean, he'd kill hundreds by himself if he wanted to, I'm sure. And there's this scene where basically they're put at odds. So they go to Rome, and they're about to enter this battle where they basically know they're dead. They're like, we have no chance. It's purposely set up. It's depicting the Battle of Carthage. And if you don't know, I love Roman history. If you don't know Roman history, basically Rome went and absolutely just destroyed this army, which was Carthage. So that's what they were depicting in this, and they were the people from Carthage, so they were supposed to get slaughtered. So basically, they open the gates and these chariots come out with archers. I mean, these guys just have spears and shields and, you know, like absolutely should have just gotten wreck-faced, but they came together. And I can tell you, the only ones who die in the battle are the ones who are out running by themselves. The ones who don't listen, who don't work together, and they end up winning. Overcoming the odds, and there's this little funny scene where it says, Caesar goes, I don't know my history that well, but didn't we win that battle? And it's a big joke. But, you know, they overcame the odds because they worked together. Kind of when I think of community, that's what I think of. And don't get me wrong, community's fun, community's playing games, hanging out, but this is when community matters. And, you know, a few ways why community is important is, one, to keep each other accountable. If you're in community, it's a lot harder to sin and to keep sin hidden because you're always around people and people hear from God and so they know and they find out. Or, hopefully, the better option is that you can trust somebody in the church and go to them and be like, hey man, I'm struggling. Where when you're by yourself, it's easy to hide. It's easy to keep in habitual sin. Or even just not trying, not going after it. I'm not even talking, we won't even say sin, we'll just say laziness in your relationship with God, contentment. You're like, I'm good. But when you're in community, you're constantly spurred on. And when I'm talking about community, I'm talking about the ideal community. I'm not saying we are or are not there as the edge, but I'm saying this is where we could be. Is this idea of, man, I'm struggling, and I have no fear of calling Josh and going, hey, can you talk with me? Can you help me out with this? Because I know that he has my back and that I have his. We have that soldier mentality. He's going to throw me, all 250 pounds of me, over his shoulders and carry me if my leg's cut, spiritually speaking, or physically. I think he could do it. Yeah, we'll figure it out. So, but we can do it. It's a safe place to fail. The world doesn't let you fail. If you fail, you're out. If you're lucky and you have a really good boss, you can mess up once. And as long as you learn from it, you're safe. But most of the time, you mess up, you're fired. If you don't hit your numbers, you're gone. I love my job, but man, numbers is what it's about. If I'm not hitting my sales numbers, I get one warning. One bad review. If I had a second bad review, I'm gone. There's no forgiveness. There's no grace. But in community, in fellowship in the church, there is. You can try. You can mess up. You can fall over. get some scratches, even hurt somebody else. But when we have that community mentality, that person will forgive you and have grace on you so that you can learn, because they're probably going to mess up on you one day. And so you have that mentality of, I can take a few punches. Okay. I've probably punched them before, not even knowing it, and they've had grace on me. When we have each other's best interest in mind and community, these things can happen. We can fail and we can learn. And through that, it's also a safe place to grow. You know, at our servant team leadership retreat, we did a strength finders test, and people found out their top five strengths. And it was really cool because I have really focused in on that in this community. My number one was activator. Basically, my strength is to activate people. And so as I've been giving my talks, if you haven't learned, if you haven't noticed, I've really been trying to activate you guys and giving you challenges. It's a place where I'm allowed to grow. I'm allowed to grow up here. Still remember my first talk. It's absolutely terrible. If I could go back in history and erase it, I absolutely would. But you guys endured. Thank you. So, and I've improved. But I've had it because I've been able to know that, man, if my talk bombs, you guys aren't going to reject me. I'm not going to get kicked out. I know that. I know that about this group. So I can try. I can get up here and do something that, this is only my technically fifth talk, but one of them I don't count, like I said. The first one's scratched from the record book. So we'll say four talks. But I know I can just come up here and do it. And if I have a blunder, you guys aren't going to boo me, hopefully. But no, this is a place to grow. If you have gifts, if you have talents, or you just think you do and you're not sure, community is a place to do it. You know, if you're not sure, but man, I would love, you know, I'm not great at being very outgoing, but man, I have a heart for people. I want to join hospitality team. Cable will let you try. He will. Give you a shot. And I promise you, you'll grow in it because you're in a graceful community. So, how do we achieve community? Well, by doing it. Yes, it is that easy. I know. You know, like, and I think about this all the time. You know, community can only happen when people choose to let others in. This right here, technically, I don't consider community. A service. Because you can come, you can sit, and you can walk out that door, and if nobody chooses to notice, you'll never be noticed. There are mega churches that have terrible community. Because you can come in and nobody knows. You can go to a church your whole life and nobody's ever noticed you. Nobody's ever said hi other than the person who's required to at the entrance door. It can happen. Church isn't community. It's a place where community can happen. The Edge can be community, if you allow it to be. And it is. The Edge is community. You're a part of it, now that's the question. Just by coming doesn't mean that you're in. But you can be. You can be a part. And it's simply by letting us in. You will only be as in as you allow us to be in. You hold everybody at arm's length, that's all the deeper you're going to get. You're just going to get a taste. But if you let them fully in, you'll get there. And I'm talking about the Edge because we all come from different backgrounds. But I can tell you, I am just as guilty as the next person of living in the glory days. I used to have that mindset all the time. Man, I miss Chi Alpha. Man, I miss Bethel Youth Group. I've heard about it. I know a lot of the people that used to be in the youth group. How awesome it was. I mean, you had a worship team that won, like, National Fine Arts or something. Just absolutely, yeah, exactly. Like, won National Fine Arts. Like, that's how good this is. Like, and we can get trapped in that. We can get trapped in, oh, it'll never be the same. The Edge will never be what that was. And we might not say it out loud that way, but we think it. The Edge will never be like High Off was when I was in it. The Edge will never be like the youth group was when I was in it in high school. It's because we choose not to let it. I can promise you there was a catalyst that made that group that way. And it was somebody just like you or me. Bethel's young youth group was awesome because there was probably a high schooler that was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And then somebody else was like, yeah. Another person was like, yeah. And all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, Kyle was the same way. I was lucky enough to already walk into it, but man, there was somebody that did the work for me. This group is too young for that. You can't ride on the coattails of the Edge because the Edge is too young. Yeah. We are making the fabric. No, we really are setting a trend for what's going to be happening years to come. Most of us will probably be gone in the next few years. Moved on. Just too old. Sorry, Josh. The big 3-0 is coming up. Woo! You know, that's why I say 30-ish. Not 30. You know, but what will be here? What legacy will be left behind? Will somebody in 3 years come into the Edge and go, man, this is easy. I just walk in and I'm a part of it. Because we've set that. And we're headed there, guys. And I don't want to sound like the Edge is doing terrible and you got to get better. No, like we're headed there, but we need everybody to get all in. We need everybody to sell out for this group. Because Josh and Jay and Caleb can't do it all. They will get tired. They will burn out. And they just can't do everything. They don't have all the gifting. Like I talked about a little bit last week. Like, they don't have it all. You know, Lauren has something that Josh doesn't. You know? Dexter has something that Caleb doesn't. So if it's not fully in, if Dexter is not fully in, I'm using him because I know he is. So I'll keep using him as an example. You know, I know that he's in. I know that he loves this group. But if he wasn't, man, we wouldn't have that guy that, you know, my plumbing breaks. I know I have somebody I can call because I have no idea. And I don't have $1,000 or whatever it is to have a plumber come out and fix it. But I have Dexter. Who built it? Who, yeah. Yeah, seriously. I think I was talking to a plumber one time and he bought a $3 utensil to unclog a drain and made like $300 or just something stupid. It's like, I'm in the wrong business. Anyways, but because as we allow each other into each other's lives, we just become friends. This is where you could make your lifelong friends if you want to. Yes, this is a transition group. We are in a transition age. But you can absolutely make your lifelong friends here. My best friends are in this group. You know, I go to Chi Alpha with Andrew and I hang out. And I love the guys there. And they're cool, but those aren't my best friends. My best friends are here. The friends that I'll have 10 years from now, when I'm moved and I'm somewhere else, or they're moved, when Josh goes to Sudan, he's still going to be my best friend. I'll have a reason to go visit Africa. You know what I mean? When Jay goes to Europe eventually, I'll have a friend in France. I'll get to go to France, and I have a couch waiting for me. You know? When we go where we're supposed to go, wherever that is, because we've built that friendship here, because we have that community here, it never dies. It might look different. It might change. Obviously, I won't see Josh every day when he's in Sudan. But I'll always know because our friendship went beyond circumstance. Beyond, oh, well, it's convenient because we're just both in the Edge. So it would be my friend. But as soon as one of us leaves the Edge, we're not friends anymore. Because we chose to make that investment. And we came side by side. And we've done this together, you know. We can get there. And through that, just being real. Not being afraid to, like I said earlier, not being afraid to mess up. Not being afraid to stumble, make a few mistakes. Maybe say something hurtful. I'm not encouraging it. But I'm saying the place that we can and we could. And ultimately, just have fun. This is a fun group. I hope you know that. You don't know that, sorry. You're just not around enough. That's really what it is, because this group is a blast. I look forward to the Edge. I look forward to coming. Like, I don't know what is going on over here, but it's a bunch of shenanigans. That's okay. We're a fun group. And there's so many opportunities to hang out. We have life groups. Yes, we don't have details yet, but they are coming. And life groups are going to be a blast. If you've never came to life groups last season, because we take a break during the summer, it's kind of weird. But they're a blast. We went canoeing. Some idiot almost drowned, but we won't talk about him. Seriously, scare people. That was me. For those of you who don't know, I'm the idiot who almost drowned. But I know my wife's up here panicking. But we have fun. We do fun things. We're not always serious. We probably should be serious more often than we are. But we have a good time. And what will you get out of being in a community? Number one is a strengthened relationship with God. Because when you're walking side by side, iron sharpens iron. So one man sharpens another. You can't sharpen yourself. You're a stick, you can't smack yourself. You can smack another stick, though. Whether on purpose or, I guess, sword, but nobody has swords anymore. So I was like, a stick. And guns don't smack, they shoot. So, stick. Get used to it. Yeah. Like one bullet shoots human flesh. I don't know. Okay. Not trying. But like I said, lifelong friends is another thing that you get out of this. And you could just get to have fun. Being a Christian should be the most fun thing. You know, like if you're a Christian and you think, man, I miss my old life. My old life was more fun. You're doing something wrong. You really are. Because man, there's nothing more fun than getting so drunk that you can't remember. And then you wake up and you vomit all morning. Oh boy. Sounds like a blast. You know? Or, you know, whatever you do. Have sex and wake up the next morning absolutely regretting it. Sounds like a joy to me. You know? No, being a Christian. When I say having fun, I'm not talking, and yes, there are times for prayer and worship. No, I'm talking like when you and your friends get together and seven of you stuff into a Civic to go do geocaching. Including me being one of the seven. So really, eight people, if we're honest with ourselves. You know? Midnight going to Bill's Donuts all the way down in Centerville because why not? You know, it's like drinking coffee at 11 p.m. and then not being able to go to bed, so you stay up and you talk with your friends. If coffee actually affects you. Unfortunately, I'm not. But guys, this should be fun. So that's it. That's my talk. I know. And yes, I did this on purpose. It is 8 o'clock. Because first week I challenged you to fast. Gave you a hard challenge. Second week, establish boundaries. This week's challenge is to help us tear down. And then we're going to go to Ritter's. And we're going to hang out.
Yeah.
All right?
No, so, it's too hard.
Don't make me eat ice cream. I think turtle something and cookies and cream are the flavors, so they're really good ones. I checked before doing it. Make sure it wasn't like three like old like lemon and weird flavors like that. So yeah, you're like, ugh. So if everybody helps and everybody tears down and the childcare knows they're coming over, I forewarn them. So if everybody helps tear down, help tear down the coffee bar. So let's get going.
More information about The Edge. Visit our website at bethelchristian.com/edge. You can also find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @TheEdgeD.